This morning, use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys off to a 2-0 start after a 23-6 win over Wofford. What did you like about the way your team played Saturday?
Yeah, you know, looking back at the film, I thought we played really well defensively. It was a great effort. Now, you know, second half shutout, 1 for 13 in third down situations. Their yards that were allowed on the ground, multiple hits on the quarterback. I just thought that they did a really good job. I think offensively, we did some good things, and you get down in the red zone opportunities. You want touchdowns, but Caden Bonoski for us did an excellent job of kicking field goals, 40, 42-yarder, 30-yarder, and you get 3 points there when, you want to get the touchdowns. And so, we did well enough. We did a good job offensively, but again, you want to get those opportunities to score points. But I think collectively, we did a good job against a good football team that you try to, it's always easy to try to measure a team playing coming off an FBS team. And you look at, the scores, whatever it might be, but there's a big difference. And, I thought Coach Watson did a great job having his guys prepared. They were a physical team and, a competitive team. But, I was happy, pleased the way our guys played and how we preserved the win and won our first home opener.
The question is more from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Coach London, you can see from the stands. So what Pius and Lynn do to offenses from your seat and from a coaching perspective, what do John Pius and Nate Lynn do to offenses? Thank you.
Yeah, John, I they're really two good, talented football players that not only can play versus the run, but when it's third and long or opportunities for them to use their athleticism to get on the edge, they're really, really good. And to have a situation where get teams to third down situations where they have to throw, you have to decide how you're going to protect. And it might not just be a one-on-one with the tackle. It might be bringing a tight end over, to seal an edge, or it might be, chipping a running back against them on the running back's way out. But I just think the skill set that those two guys have is phenomenal. And obviously when you look at the preseason opportunities in terms of the awards and the recognitions, it's well deserved. But more than anything else, I just think they're really, really good at what they do. They love what they do. And when you have guys like that that can rush the passer on both sides, same side, standing up, hand in the ground, whatever it may be, it gives you an opportunity to be successful.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Next question from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Dave.
You mentioned learning a lot about a team when you see them playing an FBS. Obviously, Charleston Southern did. And I don't know if you're getting ready for your own game. I don't know if you at one point heard they were actually leading there in the first quarter. What did you think of what you saw of what they were able to do against Clemson?
Yeah, I saw some of the game. They took advantage of the opportunities. There was that fumble recovery down close to the red zone. And so, the ball's turned over, you get an opportunity. I think the guy runs it back to the 3 or 4 yard line. And they get, they get a touchdown off of that. Quarterback scrambling, he's in the pocket, trying to get out of the pocket. He throws the ball. Their guy's in the right place, takes advantage of that. So, regardless of whatever the level, your opportunity to get the ball or where you get it is always going to be critically important. But then as the game went on and you saw, a very good Clemson, football team, try to take advantage of their skill set. But Charleston Southern was, they were in it early because of where they got the ball and taking advantage of the miscues. So, it'll be a home game for them. Their team plays hard, aggressive, and I'm quite sure we're going to get their best. And so, for us, we're on the road again. Look forward to it. And I'm excited about the challenge.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you. Follow up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Mike, what do you like about your team so far? And what maybe would you like to see improve the most?
You know, I like our, we're highly, highly competitive. Guys get after it pretty well. And they run to the ball. It's great effort. And you always want to see those types of things. And a lot of times we're an older team that has leadership that, you know, can take the team and say, listen, this is what we're going to get done, or hold each other accountable for certain things. So I like that about us. I just think that, you know, sometimes that if we've experienced some success and winning games here, is just make sure we keep that hungry attitude and that willingness to do whatever it takes to win football games, because there's a lot of really good teams. The one we're getting ready to play, the teams that we're still yet to play, it's just making sure we keep that focus and keep that energy. I'm not saying we have not, and we need to get that done. But, you know, just want to make sure that the leadership also extends into, you know, we've done nothing yet, because we talk about unfinished business. There's a long season yet left to play. And, you know, I'm going to lean on the leadership to make sure we remind each other that there's a lot still yet to accomplish.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, follow up from Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you. Mike, you have replaced Pitts with sort of a three-man tandem there, McDonald, Turner, and McElwain. There we go. I knew I'd get in a minute. Could you sort of discuss what they bring? Or is one of them a little better with deeper, or one of them better in possession? I don't know. Any differences that you see in them?
You know, they're all different in terms of their skill set. You know, it was great to see Trey, you know, catch the ball and, you know, on explosive plays we talk about, and then run a little bit and you know, get away or display some ability to also be an online blocker. Sean McElwain, you know, excellent basketball player. I mean, he can go up and get it done. I mean, he can dunk, he can do all those things. And so, you know, he made a catch. It bobbled a little bit, but he kept it. You know, he caught it, was credited for it. He's made those type of catches in practice. So, you know, us getting him the opportunity to make plays like that where a tight end against an outside backer or safety, I mean, Sean's pretty tall too, is to out-athlete them, you know. And so I think that's important. So all of our tight ends have a skill set that, you know, we'll lean on. And the culmination of all three adding up to the play being successful, I think that's the key. That's what's been going on. That's what we got to continue to keep doing, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike, I guess it's probably not that unusual for guys to change positions from high school to college, but I don't think often you see a high school quarterback go to linebacker like Kevin Darrell has. 14 tackles the other night, 2 tackles for loss. Talk about his performance Saturday, but then how that transformation occurred, and have you seen, has that happened to you in the past where you've made a quarterback a linebacker?
It speaks to the character of the young man. As I said before, Kevin was our leading vote getter for captain. And so, you know, when you have the team voting on a captain, it's not just the things that you see in the weight room over at the football facility. It's all some of the other things that you see when he's away from, you know, the facility, when he can also be an extension. You know, our motto is, you know, go to class, show class, treat people with dignity and respect. Kevin does a great job in the classroom. You know, what comes out of his mouth matters. Highly principled, highly character person. And then, you know, he's a leader. And so you're right. You know, we talk about, you know, when you're a quarterback, you say, hey, you know, put on this, put on these heavier pads right now. I mean, he just said, like a bunch of guys, like, Coach, how can I help us win? And so having the 14 tackles plus and, you know, big plays in the third, you know, third down situations, you know, where you tackle a guy in space, can set the edge, all those things. He's done a phenomenal job for us right now. And I think that our guys look up to a player that has demonstrated performance in the classroom, on the field, and in the community when we do community service stuff. So he's a complete player, and I'm glad that he had an opportunity to have a big game for us. He was our player of the game defensively.
Before I let you go, you touched on Caden's night with the three field goals. You had almost everybody back. The one maybe hole you had was that kicker. How did you come to find out about Caden, and how did he perform for you?
Yeah, you know, obviously we lost Ethan Chang, and you know, one of the things that the portal did for us is, you know, a guy or the Ivy League or Patriot League schools that don't have the grad school opportunities, you know, his undergraduate or when he graduated from school at Davidson, there was like-mindedness in terms of what he was looking for academically. He knew about the school, about William & Mary. Our coaches did a good job, you know, scouring through and looking at, are there candidates that can get into school, you know, our grad school programs, and that can also help us. And so it became a perfect fit based off of a need, and the match it just worked. And he worked through camp summer. He worked through camp and became the starter. And so glad to have him. Got a strong leg, and very, very quiet and mature. But I'm happy for him being named, you know, the special teams player of the week, CAA-wise. But I think the best is still yet to come for him.
All right, Mike, thanks for so much for your time today. Safe travels to Charleston, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.